Eleanor Milliken, an enthusiastic educator and community leader, died January 3 in Brampton. Milliken dedicated her time to Meals on Wheels and Maison McCulloch Hospice, and was a popular member of the Idlewild Golf and Country Club. As a member of CFUW Sudbury for more than 50 years, she used her dynamic personality to encourage other women to achieve their potential. Eleanor was an amazing woman, gracious, generous and smart and a lot of fun to be with, said Brenda Kozoil, co-president of the women's group. She held multiple positions on CFUW Sudbury's executive and served as president twice, once from 1974 to 1976, then later as co-president in 2005 to 2007. She encouraged others to join CFUW, saying it was a worthwhile and generous club. Milliken held executive roles including with the Ontario Council and CFUW National. She was regional director for Ontario North from 1992 to 1996, president of Ontario Council and vice president of CFUW National from 1996 to 1998. Milliken was born in East York 91 years ago and studied physical and health education at the University of Toronto. She was involved in women's athletics at U of T, playing on and coaching many teams and serving as the president of the Women's Athletics Association. After living in Toronto, Milliken and her husband, John, moved to Sault Ste. Marie to pursue their careers in teaching. John died last summer at the age of 91. They were married 67 years. The Millikens had three children, Ross, Bruce and Sheila, nine grandchildren and four great-grandchildren. The couple moved to Sudbury in 1967 and she resumed teaching at LaSalle Secondary School as a supply teacher. She was the head referee for many years for women's high school and varsity basketball. Cremation has taken place and a celebration of life will be held in the future. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to CFUW Eleanor Milliken Scholarship to assist women in pursuit of post-secondary education, CFUW Sudbury Charitable Trust. Eleanor put her heart and soul into CFUW Sudbury, said longtime member Chris Tuoro. She was CFUW Sudbury's rock for many years. Eleanor was a fountain of CFUW information. I can't remember how many times at executive and general meetings if Eleanor wasn't there, we would just say, we will ask Eleanor. Tuoro shared one of her favorite, Eleanor, stories. She told me about going on strike one Christmas. One year when her children were young adults, everyone left the dinner table after Christmas dinner to go downstairs to watch football. She was left with a mess and dishes and felt very unappreciated. So the next day she told the family they were responsible for Christmas next year. Next year came, the children arrived home and much to their surprise the fridge was almost empty, no preparations were made and the family learned their lesson. After that, everyone pitched in at Christmas and appreciated all that Eleanor did. She was a brilliant teacher. Vicky Gilhula is a freelance writer and a member of CFUW Sudbury.